In part two, we looked at how each step in the data cycle supports decision-making at all levels of the healthcare system. In step one, we saw how various paper and electronic tools help with data collection. With step two, processing, we looked at validating, summarizing, and disaggregating data. We also learned about reporting data, step three, and how analyzing, interpreting, and using data, step four, help us use indicators in our programs. Now let's move on to part three, where we'll look at challenges in the data cycle.